watermelons. That's about it.
You ever heard of muskmelons or mushrooms?
Yeah, mushmelons. The niggas call them mushmelons.
So, yeah. Is that like a cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe, yeah. Bigger. Bigger addition of a cantaloupe.
Did you have these onions that had the long stalk to them?
Yeah. They could raise good onions. They could raise a garden, all right. It's a question in this country of you didn't have any refrigeration in those days, and it's hard to keep your produce from carried over, you know, from one season to another. They canned peaches, they canned things, you know, housewives would, and they canned fruit, and they would can berries, wild berries, blackberries, dewberries. Some places had strawberry patches.
You ever had any raspberries around here?
Oh, we at one time had a few rows of raspberries, but they didn't pan out. They don't seem to do too well in this country. Now, blackberries did. We had some wild blackberries, and then we had a Himalaya berry, a blackberry. It was domesticated. We planted on a fence row, and it was full of briars, and that kept the birds and things out. They couldn't bother them. The only thing that would get in there would be snakes sometimes. They'd get underneath. But they didn't like those briars either. They had when the berry got down, bush got down on the ground, you got rid of the snakes.
Could you grow radishes around here?
Yeah, radishes, sure. Just about anything. Grow most anything.
What about pumpkins?
Pumpkins, yes. Kershaw.
What's that?
It's a kind of a pumpkin with a neck to it.
Can you eat it?
Oh, yeah. Just like a pumpkin. Instead of a pumpkin pie, Kershaw pie.
I don't think I've ever had any of that.
Kershaw, K-E-R-S-H-A-W. It's a green, and it's a yellow and green striped. Got a neck to it like a...
Does it look like a gourd?
Yeah, like a gourd. Only that color to it.
I guess you grow squash.
And a little more refined taste than a pumpkin. A little milder taste, not... It was kind of an uptown pumpkin.
Right. I guess you grow squash and okra around
here? Oh, yes, squash and okra, sure. Just most anything you mentioned, you could grow it.
Right.
You couldn't save it. You had to eat it when it got ripe. There wasn't no way much to put stuff up. See, it was a long time before we even had an ice box where we could buy ice. 100-pound block at a time and put it in the ice box. Or 50 pounds at a time, put it in the ice box. And sometimes when I was a young boy, though, we'd got the ice box and we'd get ice about 3 times a week, about every other day, get 50 pounds of ice. And then you kept your butter and things like that down on the ice, wrap it up in the wrapper, and put it in a saucer, you know, and we generally kept sawdust around the ice, keep the ice from melting, you know. And the box was generally elevated, and underneath you kept a pan to catch the drippings. The ice melted. Keep from getting your floor wet.
Right. Were there ever any farms?
Some people had it to rain so they could have a hole in the floor and a pipe or something and take it on down. Under the front of the gallery, on the floor, and generally those ice boxes are on the outside, on your gallery, outside gallery. There's no way in the kitchen, or they kept on the outside.
Were there ever any farms around here where people raised milk cows exclusively?